Okay, and how many albums do you have? Or
we have 2 studio albums and 1 live.
Oh, nice.
And now we have 2 new singles from last year, and this year we will release 2 single more this year, and I hope next year we will be ready with the next album.
Wow, you really had nothing to do during COVID. Like, we were just composing. There you go.
No, that's the new show.
Exclusive. Universe exclusive here at Radio Alicia.
No, that's spoiler. It's the second meet. Yeah.
Nico wants to hear his voice, that's why.
That's it. It was a spoiler. It's a beautiful song inspired in the native nations of Latin America and all the meaning that they have now, you know, in this awakening time. So, hope you like it.
All right. I want to thank you very much. I'm assuming you can find your music in all the streaming services in the world.
Yeah, YouTube, Instagram, please Apple. Come.
Oh, yeah, what's your social media? Yeah, yeah.
Press like.
Are you our Golosa La Orquesta on social media?
Yes, okay. Golosa La Orquesta.
All right. Yeah, I want to thank Nico and Gus for being here with us at Radio Alicia. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much. And yeah, we'll follow you, and I will see you on Saturday at the Sorry Festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Para llegar.
listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, and also from a secret location nearby the water at Olympic Village. Alright, I am El Doctor Misterio. This is Radio Alicia. And we just listened to two songs by Golosa La Orquesta. We just listened to Por Qué Será from their album Sobre La Ciudad. And then before that, we listened to a single, Voy Bajando Por La Quebra, with Nano Stern. And yes, and of course, the lovely interview with them. I want to thank them again. Un abrazo a la Golosa La Orquesta. And yeah, so now we're going to listen to a couple of songs from Christine Tasson et l'Imposteur. We're going to listen to Entre Félix et Diango, I guess between Félix and Diango, and Artillerie Lourdes, Les Cent Mille Fashions de Tour Un Homme, from the same album. And in between, we're going to have a chat with Christine herself. So let's go and do that, and we'll be right back here at Radio Alicia.
Chambre d'hôtel à Saint-Germain, les grands boulevards et le métro, chacun sa guitare à la main. La joie de vivre en Parigot, une rencontre d'après-guerre, Paris vivant qui veut swinguer, Django Reinhardt, Félix Leclerc, une affiche dont on peut rêver. Entre Félix et Django, ce fut l'amitié tout de go, le grand six pieds, l'homme aux trois doigts, Hôtel Cristal rue Saint-Benoît. Entre Félix et Django, ce fut l'amitié tout de go, le grand six pieds, l'homme aux trois doigts, tzigane et poète à la fois. On peut toujours imaginer ce que ces deux-là ont chanté. Le train du Nord va faire un tour, s'évade au plus de Clignancourt. Un air fredonné à Nogent revivra sur l'île d'Orléans. Entre Félix et Django, c'est la musique à vol d'oiseau. Quand le frère gitan de Bozo y va d'un air au grand galop. Entre Félix et Django, c'est la musique à vol d'oiseau. Le frère gitan de Bozo s'amuse à faire jaser les mots. Et Django rencontra Félix. Entre Félix et Django, sur des chemins qui font rêver, c'est la vie qui bat le tempo pour un hymne à la liberté. Maintenant Félix et Django, entre Paname et Montréal, dans un sentier près d'un ruisseau, font des chansons sous les étoiles. Hey!
Alright, this is Dr. Misterio, and we are here again at the Vancouver Folk Festival with none other than Christine Tasson. Is that
Tasson? Tasson,
my apologies.
It's an Italian name, in fact.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Les Imposteurs, but I guess the imposters were not as imposters as they are. They weren't able to make it tonight.
Oh, they're here somewhere. I don't know where they are.
That's awesome. So I guess for those people that are not too familiar with you and the imposters, how long have you been together? And I guess what kind of music, if you can explain what kind of music you, I've heard it, but I think you can explain it better.
Okay, so the band, it's 20 years now that we exist, so it's already
life. Getting close to retirement.
Not yet. No. We still have a lot of things to play. Yes. And to...
No, please don't.
And we're playing gypsy jazz. So what is particular with our band is, I don't know if people know gypsy jazz. Do I have to explain that?
If not, they should.
Yeah,
homework, they should. Homework for them.
Yeah, in fact, gypsy jazz was created by one guy, which his name was Django Reinhardt. So he was a gypsy himself, and he was very, very famous in the 30s and 40s playing guitar and creating that style that mixes gypsy music, French music also, because he was living in Paris,
yes,
and swing coming from the States in the 40s, in the 30s, 40s. So we play that kind of music, and what is particular with the band is that when we started, we were a whole woman band, which is really rare in that style of music, because it's mostly men playing that kind of music. So that's why we call ourselves imposters. That was a joke, but I mean, it was not just a joke. It was a kind of a political thing too. And then now we have a man playing with us. So we are
sorry to hear that.
In fact, we couldn't find another rhythm guitarist. So women playing, because there are still now there's very few women playing that style. So and we like, obviously we like gypsy jazz, but we also sing. So part of the show is instrumental with all the virtuosos things, and part of the show is singing with harmonies and a lot of fun.
Yes, it was definitely a lot of fun. And yeah, you know, I mean, thank you for bringing the all female piece, because yeah, I was gonna comment on that, but you already did or ask for that, because I mean, you know, I think regardless of the kind of music there is, like there should be way more all female bands, like, you know, and in every kind of music. But
yeah, maybe, but especially in jazz music, it's changing. That's I really appreciate that. I see that young women are really interested in jazz too, and in all sorts of jazz they are very, very good women players, and in gypsy jazz also. I mean, I know all of them. I have a friend in New York City who plays gypsy jazz. I have some friends in France too. So it's really fun to see that times are changing.
No, it is for sure. Yeah, here we have a local trumpeter called mm-hmm. Jocelyn Ford. I don't know how to pronounce her last name properly, but she is trumpet first, and then she does jazz. Well, she does all sorts of things as well, but mainly jazz, and it's okay. Like you said, great to have, like you said, new blood or new generation. I should say blood.
Yeah,
it's gonna sound too vampire-esque. So new generations, you know, getting interested into other, I guess, kind of music that are not necessarily, you know, rock or alternative rock, yeah, or what have you, mm-hmm, pop anyway. Okay, so I was able to listen to go through a few records. So do you only sing in French?
No, okay. We sing, I mean, it's mostly in French, because I'm French. I was born in Paris, but I live in Montreal. And but we also adapted the show, so we sing also in English, because we tour a lot outside of Quebec. We are based in Montreal, Quebec, but we tour a lot outside. So it's fun to sing in English too, and so that people can appreciate, because we do a lot of mixes and a lot of arrangements where we mix different songs together.
Oh, I see.
When we do it in English, people can appreciate those mixes too. So
no, that's great. And you know, that's very interesting. Not interesting, but I mean, yes, interesting, because some artists, like, either because of convictions or traditions, like, they stay in their native language.
Yeah.
And that's very interesting and very nice and very cool. But on the same token, when you switch to English, you open yourself up for, like, millions of markets, even if, you know, those countries don't speak natively English.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also, as you said, it's a lot of people play that, for example, in gypsy jazz, they play really in a gypsy jazz tradition, which is mostly the early years of Django Reinhardt, in fact, because Django Reinhardt himself changed his music and evolves during his career. But for us, it's fun to... We don't come from gypsy jazz. I mean, my first love in music was like...
Mariachi.
But no.
Oh, that's the second. I knew it, yes.
Yeah, the second. It was more like French songs and folk music and classical music too. Martine Gaumont, the violinist, she comes from classical music. She comes from traditional Quebecois music. So we gather all our influences and mix them with gypsy jazz. So we are really imposters in that style too, because that's our freedom. We didn't want to be stuck in kind of tradition of gypsy jazz. We just want to open it. So that's why we have a lot of influences that we mix together with gypsy jazz.
You know, I personally and humbly think that's like the best mix for a magnificent and beautiful music. Like you mix. I mean, you can be trained or you like whichever genre you prefer, but that mix of several different genres is just, you know, I mean, I've seen, you know, a few bands here, including you, and last festival, and yeah, the mixing of genres is just creates like
something
magnificent.
It's fun. Yeah.
And I guess it gives you a lot of liberty, right?
To go
wherever you want.
That's it. Yeah, we can integrate things and mix them with gypsy jazz, and it evolves, it changes the music, and it's something maybe more personal too, where our own influences are there.
Yes, there's a little mark for the world.
Yeah.
So I read on your biography, and I was checking, you know, Apple Music as well, so you have quite a few albums out there.
Yeah, in fact, I think with the band we have like six albums, I think, and I released personally another album in 2020. So 2 years ago, which is a bit different. I did it with another band, a quintet, and it's more. I'm on archtop guitar, not on the gypsy jazz guitar.
I see.
So the sound is a bit more American style, and I was nominated at the Juno Awards for this album. It's called Voyage Intérieur. It's a new album from me.
But this is yourself or the imposters or yourself?
Yeah, okay. Myself with another band. I mean, I created a quintet for that band.
And is the same quintet as your 2020?
Yeah, it's the 2020 quintet. And with the imposters, we have like, I think we have six albums, yeah.
And what's coming up in terms of, like, are you still playing in Canada for a little bit, or do you have tours coming? I mean, concerts coming?
We're continuing our tour. We are in Vancouver. Last weekend we were in Montana.
Oh.
We will play in Lowell, which is on Massachusetts. So then after that we have some gigs in Quebec. Then this October we go for a tour in Saskatchewan. So we have a lot of different tours. I mean, everything was canceled with the pandemic, but it's coming back. So I'm pleased of that.
Yes, I'm glad that music's back, you know, now... I mean, I don't know if you felt that as a musician, as an artist, that there's like an overflow of events. For instance, we in Vancouver these last 2 weekends we had 4 events at the same time.
Yeah.
On the same date.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem because the shows that were canceled are now reported now, and it's a bit messy actually because of the airports. We have a lot of problems with, so it's not easy to tour right now. But still, we find solutions.
Of course. Yeah, we're kind of, you know, I'm originally from Mexico, so, you know, and you're French, so we're kind of Latin, and we, you know, we are kind of together in some kind of, we find ways around. We always find a way.
For example, usually we travel with a lot of suitcases because we put our small amps with us. We bring a portable bass. This time, when we came here to Vancouver, I had just a small bag with me and my guitar, and that's it. And we didn't have any suitcases. We just traveled with a small bag, our instruments, so that we can put that in the plane with us. So there is no problem with the suitcases that are lost or so.
Yes,
that changes the way we travel.
It's interesting how, you know, this become like, you know, first world countries, you know, issues when, you know, your luggage is not there for you.
Yeah.
The day you're there. I mean, we use a little different because you're playing at a festival, so that's.
that's different. But yes, but yeah, great, yeah. Of course, I mean, you're women, you're smart, so yeah. So that's obvious that you chose, you know, the right option right away. Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us here at Radio Alicia. And yeah, and so what are your platforms, like your social media for people to follow you?
People can follow me on my website, which is christinetasson.com, or they can find me on Facebook, Christine Tasson Music. So it's okay. Always a pleasure to me.
Do you have Instagram or any other social media?
Instagram, I'm not very...
Okay, no, that's fine.
No, I'm that's the next step for me.
Your homework.
Yeah.
Our listeners has to find out what Gypsy Jazz is, and then you have to follow up on your Instagram account.
Yeah. But for the moment, it's on Facebook.
No, it's all good. Thank you very much, Christine, for being with us today. And yeah, hopefully we'll see each other at another festival or somewhere else.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
All right.
Façon de tuer quelqu'un, la plus dangereuse c'est le coup de fusil, la plus onéreuse c'est le coup de canon, ça demande une équipe entraînée au bruit. Y a toujours la corde dite pendaison, pour le nœud coulant faut avoir le don. Sûr que la noyade attire les moraux, mais pas garanti parce que l'eau réveille. Y'a le bon vieux poison, mais là faut la dose. Pas assez tu dors, un peu trop tu veilles. Le gaz est plus propre, pas de commentaire, mais à tout instant, gare au courant d'air. Non, je crois que la façon la plus sûre de tuer un homme, c'est de l'empêcher de travailler en lui donnant de l'argent. Le rasoir, ma foi, cette saloperie, assez fanatique parce que c'est tranchant. La hache, le couteau et la scie aussi, mais c'est un domaine bourré d'accidents. Très peu efficace est la collision, ça brise une face, laisse des lésions. Pour mourir de soif, faut la volonté, le dégoût de l'eau. Surtout la santé. Non, j'y tiens. La meilleure façon de tuer un homme, c'est de le payer à ne rien faire. Entre mourir d'amour ou bien mourir de rire, la plus achalandée, c'est difficile à dire. Les deux finissent en spasme, en soubresaut, en transe, mais les deux sont jolies. Le rire toujours comique, et l'autre romantique. La chaise électrique, c'est très indécent, sauter dans le vide, pas toujours prudent. Étrangler quelqu'un, c'est perdre ses sens. Le trancher c'est pire, c'est le sens dessous. Non vraiment,
Je reviens à mon sentiment premier, l'infaillible façon de tuer un homme, c'est de le payer pour être chômeur. Et puis c'est gai dans une ville, ça fait des morts qui marchent.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, and somewhere in Olympic Village by the water. I'm your host, Dr. Misterio. This is Radio Alicia, the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. Right, we listen to Christine Tezon and El Impostor. And we just listened to Artillerie Lourde, Les Cent Mille Façons de Tuer Un Homme, which is heavy artillery, the hundred thousand ways to kill a man. Wow, great title. And before that, we listened to Entre Félix et Diango, between Félix and Diango, which is also the name of the album where these songs are. And speaking about a hundred thousand way to kill a man, I wanna say hi to David Chamaco and also to Julian DJ Franchute that are listening to us right now. Well, have been listening to us for a little bit now. So thank you very much. And remember, Yucester is coming up in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned. And listen to me talk Spanish at Yuca Stereo. That's going to be a blast. Anyway, for the last part of the show, we're going to play a couple of songs and also listen to the interview that we did with Witch Prophet at the Vancouver Folk Fest. So, let's go and do that. And we'll be right back to switch languages to Yuca Stereo.